Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl After Dark. I'm Bianca Brady, and I'm here tonight in your ears with the sexiest guests that I could get. And you know that means something coming from me, sexy person. It's Keith Malley and Hamda. Welcome to Last Week After Dark.
Thank you. Welcome to me. Thank you. And you. After dark, after special talk.
It does feel like a different vibe change, and I appreciate it. We recorded Keith and the Girl. We recorded Newsy, and now it feels like something brand new, and I like it. Hi, Bianca.
Hey, Cat, Jack. Yeah, we had to change a little behind the scenes,
yeah.
Not to blow anyone's mind. I know Everything Everywhere All at Once came out this year, so they're a little caught up, you know, multi stuff, yeah. Timelines and everything. So what had happened was the hosts you guys know and love, Keith and Hamda, did have to reschedule our record. Now, normally we do it at a very gentlemanlike time of 5:45 p.m. And not to out them, but they did ask if they could reschedule for tomorrow at 9. And me thinking, you know, as a person with a real job, I was like, surely they must mean 9 in the morning, which is when lots of things start.
Right.
And then I quickly realized that no, to them, 9 o'clock means 9 o'clock at night. And I said, well, let me wrap my little head around this. What am I usually doing at 9 at night? Well, I'm definitely getting in the bed if I'm not already there. I do have my bonnet on to prevent.
I do wonder if you're having dreams already.
Well, last night I was asleep by about 9:15, I would say.
Okay.
I was so relieved not having to record yesterday afternoon because, you know, I get all riled up around 5:43. I get, you know, I'm like, ah! And then it was like postponed till tomorrow at 9. So I ran around the block, got really tired, went to sleep, and you know, here we find ourselves in the vibe. I gotta say, it's very sexy tonight, you know? This is the coolest thing I've done after 9 in several years. So
you got your wool cap, your hoodie. It's feeling nice.
You know I gotta have my wool cap on in the house. You know that's how I feel the most sexy after dark. You know I'm over here doing my honk shoe, me, 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 me. Ooh, daddy.
I like that thing. I do like the wool cap has a, is that a pin, a sticker, or part of the cap? It's a smiley face.
It's just a patch. It's part of it.
I wish more people had that. Like, just let me know your mood. And I suppose clothing, I don't understand people wearing brand name clothing, you know, but I like it. It tells me if you're wearing those skull and crossbones bullshit, if you're wearing the Gap, I know how to relate to you. And I love that hat.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. I'm at ease. It's nighttime. It's sexy. I'm at ease.
So, how you guys doing?
Pretty good.
I like it. It's good vibes. Good times.
I feel like you've been talking, you know, famously, I move things briskly along.
Yeah.
That's like part of my, you know, iconography as a host. I'm like the only one who actually takes this shit seriously, seems
right.
Like.
Right.
Just kidding.
But now it's the quiet storm. How do you feel now?
Well, I just feel like I worry that Newsy talked you out because he just recorded with you guys. I'm worried that you're all used up like one of his, you know, French girls, as they say.
I've realized Newsy's show is more him being at a free psychiatry session. this does feel completely different. I wouldn't worry.
Okay. I know. I like how I worry that after 18 years and 3 hours, you're going to run out of things to say.
You have a way.
Neither here nor there. The marathon is this weekend. That'll be 24 hours.
Okay. So this is good practice for you. You're just getting, it's like the training run before the marathon. It's like when you do that 20 miler the week before.
Totally. I got my water. I got my supplies here. Look at this. Toilet paper. Sure. Why not?
You never know.
File. I'm ready.
Nail file. Like, oh, it's hour 17, but this is too fucking much, my third nail. Did this sneak up on you, Henda, in that you obviously saw it coming? It's on my calendar, the way the month worked out. It's on my wall calendar, this part of February and January. It didn't sneak up, and yet at the same time, I'm like, oh, fuck, 3 days.
Exactly. Like, I almost knew it, and it's like, why is this a surprise? I don't understand this psychology of it's this weekend, so I choose to be like, I don't know what that means. I'm just going to move on with my day. Today is not Saturday, so I'm going to do whatever today is, because otherwise I'm going to get like, how come I'm going to start questioning everything, and not in a good way, like my tattoo. I'm going to start going like, why did everyone click yes on their invite? Usually something goes weird. Like within an hour, everybody's like, yep, I'll be there. And I'm like, that's too smooth. Is this a prank? What's going on? Like, that's not.
That's a fun reminder. How fun is that though? Isn't that fun? Like, everybody responded yes right away. It's like, we didn't think anybody was talking behind our backs, but you still love us. That's great.
It is. And I will more honestly respond to that after the marathon goes well or not well. Mm. Like right now, it's like, oh, that's interesting. And maybe we're in a digital world and let's not think about it. Let's just talk for 24 hours somehow again, even though I'm 47 and it like, seems like that's a young person's game.
Yes, you say, but prove it, you know. Yes, you click, but what else will you click down the road, you know?
Right. Yes. I don't trust it yet. I don't trust anything until this marathon is over. So come see the not trust game.
The pre-marathon jitters every year. Mm-hmm. Oh, I tune in just for that.
Keith every year I'm like, I don't understand why this would work. Why would I think this would work? Let's go. Turn on the on-air sign. Let's fucking see how this is crazy.
Yeah. I remember last year I was on and Joe DeRosa was on for like a really long time because he just like happened to be up in the middle of the night and like asked if he could come on, I think. And I was like, it was like 5 a.m. and I'm, you know, on a comedy live stream with Joe DeRosa and a handful of other brilliant people. And I was like, this is weird. And then over the past the holidays, one of my cousins was talking about how he loves Joe DeRosa. And I was like, oh, I was on the comedy marathon with him, and I got like so many cool cousin points to the point where I was like, I don't even think I deserve all of these cool cousin points. Like, it was a very weird thing that brought us together. So don't think it was. I mean, it's not me.
He didn't go who's Bianca and hang up. No, he was into it. He loved you, and who didn't?
No, he said, you let people like this on here, I'm out of here.
It's what's disgusting. That smiley? Why is that smiley face hat? What?
What a perv. Keith and the Girl After Dark? Ew. Before Dawn? Anyway, okay, we do have to get to the meat of the show. Enough monkeying around here. Right. Episode?
Real quick, sorry. Maybe I'm just stuck on the last show. How many people did you bang this week?
It's been a long December, and there's a reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
All right, good. All right.
You know that song, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
This year will be different than the last, right?
Yeah. But I'll tell you somebody else who's really doing great. And that is George Santos. Episode 3622, How to Get Away with Murder. Now, it was just Keith and Hemd on this episode. Oh. I myself personally have been following the George Santos news for weeks and weeks and weeks since it first broke. I've been And I've been privileged to be in the position where I'm like looking out for it. So I was able to get everything as it came in.
Right.
All these beautiful little nuggets, just one after the other, drip, 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 until we have a giant puddle of the most insane lies that I've ever heard. And I'm obsessed with this man. I think he should be allowed to stay. And if he can, you know, just like fake it till he makes it better in his district, who am I to stop him?
He's such close friends now with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They love taking pictures.
Oh my God. They're always hugging.
Do they, and they just, do they, are they really together, or do they have to go, I have to act like this guy isn't insane. I have to act like Marjorie isn't nuts.
No, I think they're just, you know, birds of a feather flock together. Okay. I think they're just totally unhinged people, and they gravitate toward one another.
See, in our last episode that we just recorded, it was opposites attract. Here we are, whole new world. That's how we stay up for it.
Right. I mean, just the fact that this guy had to elbow his way into pretty much everything that happened in the entire 20th century.
Right. And he broke up Tom Brady's
relationship. The Holocaust? Yep. No, yeah. I was there.
My mom was there. Somebody was there.
The Challenger explosion. I was on the spaceship. I actually parachuted down.
I tried to fix it last minute.
The O-rings? I said they should be W rings, and you know, a lot of lives could have been saved that day.
Yeah, but I did have a folder of them, all these lies coming in, like a dossier. And then it was like, all right, it seems this is the breaking point. Here's the list.
My favorite, hands down, is his fake charity, Friends of Pets United.
Yeah,
which he claimed saved the lives of 300 fake cats and over 2,000 fake dogs.
Yeah.
But why so many fewer fake cats than fake dogs, I wonder.
Right.
Do you feel like he's thinking, in my day, we can get away with it, and he was right, and now it's just not his day anymore?
He's my age.
He's got to be, yeah.
He's literally my age, exact age.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's young. Wow.
He's 34. Okay.
Oh, no. All right, never mind.
Like, he went to Baruch College and started on the volleyball team during the time when, like, Facebook and Instagram were an option. Like,
right.
And, like, all of this stuff is checkable. I don't understand how it got this far. But, you know what? I'll take it, because there's hardly anything to feel joyful about in this life.
Right. Yeah, I love it. It's amazing.
A grifter of this epic a proportion comes around once in a lifetime. This is our guy.
Is it amazing that there doesn't seem to be a, like, Hollywood contracts have a thing now where if you make us look bad, you're fired. Mm-hmm. Or you owe us money, that kind of thing. I forget what the word is. The conduct unbecoming. Does politics not have that?
Well, I think the way it was set up is it was set up so long ago that, you know, it, in a sense, like, the system itself is too antiquated to contend with this sort of, like, flagrant disregard for social norms. Like, in a corporation, there's, like, a legal team. You know, the United States Congress doesn't have, like, legal where they can, or like a CEO where they can, you know, the hierarchy is different and comes from, like, you know, the party in power saying, like, we're investigating you, or, like, you have to step down, but he was elected by the idiots, people in his district. So, like, essentially, no matter what, like, if we want to say we have democracy, I guess we have to, like, let him do his thing.
Yeah. Right?
Until the next election. I don't know.
If that's democracy, that's
It's not. No, it's definitely not what the founders had in mind.
I'd like to think. I'd like to think those angels weren't thinking about this then. God-given children of Jesus.
I think Benjamin Franklin would have probably liked him.
He had
honestly,
an attitude.
He was like really into like fun and like
right.
being kooky.
Right.
So
he was a drunk, yeah.
You guys also talked about Brian Walsh's the murderer and his Google searches for like how do I murder my wife, Kathy Walsh? You know,
what's it like if you're out there and you bust your balls working and you're like, I don't even know how to buy a house, but this fucking guy.
Why is Kathy Walsh such a bitch? And all the reasons I should have killed her already.
How do you get $2.9 million in your wife's dead body's inheritance?
My thing about him too, though, like the thing that I love the most about it is that he's very studious. You know, he couldn't just read one article about disposing of a body.
Right.
He's like, I don't know. That's not quite it. I need a little bit more information.
But then he failed the test.
Yeah, he's a legend as well. And he's a fellow Massachusettsian. And, you know, we're all just, we're trying our best.
It's name recognition. Use the tools you have. I say he runs for government.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
How to kill your wife in 10 easy steps. Click here for this one weird trick to kill your wife.
And he's like, oh, it's clickbait. God damn it. Yeah. You never answered. Yeah.
Damn, clickbait.
There are many ways to kill your wife. I know. Can you just scroll? Another commercial.
Pop up.
Honda Toyota Thon.
Do you really, if you want to kill your wife, read ahead. One time when I was a young lad, I had a wife myself.
Oh my God. I just want
to
kill her.
To learn more.
Will yeah. Severance be a second season? Like, God damn it. Just who cares?
So, yeah, these are our heroes. These are our modern men. You know, we have the founders, and it's a
good
straight
thing you're
line.
Dating now, Bianca. Look at these men in the pool. Oh, yeah. Jump right in. The water is crazy.
Yeah, there was some tweet that's been going around, some viral tweet where it's like, you want me to try and find a husband? You mean the person statistically most likely to murder me? And
the person they go after first if I die.
The numbers don't lie. Speaking of the numbers don't lie, Keith, what about the poll?
By the way, do you ever think the guys that look down on women do so because women like men? So they must be idiots?
I think that's part of it, yeah.
Just thinking. The poll was about the Super Bowl at the time. It was we had four teams going on. And the men having a battle over who's the smartest on the gridiron. Who will win Super Bowl, Livy? We had the Kansas City Chiefs. We had the Cincinnati Bengals, Philadelphia, and San Francisco. 36% for both the Kansas City Chiefs and the Cincinnati Bengals. Of course, the Bengals lost. Philadelphia Eagles got 21%. San Francisco got 7%. Of course, San Francisco is out. Did you watch the last two games? Who are you into, Bianca, a New England fan?
Men will literally die on the field before they go to therapy. I'm just kidding.
Just kidding, men. Love you.
I haven't really watched the past couple seasons of football. I don't like the sounds of football anymore. I don't like all the crunching.
Oh, yeah?
Obviously, I will watch if I'm in a group, you know, but I'm not really going to...
It's a party.
Yeah, do it on my own. But having said that, I do like Patrick Mahomes because I think he is a good friend to Jake from State Farm.
You do believe him, yes. He seems trustworthy.
In the State Farm commercial, I feel he does really care about Jake from State Farm.
Right. Yeah, I do like excellence. I do want to keep seeing him be good. He's the next Tom Brady, perhaps. Is that offensive? You love Tom Brady being in New England.
Not as much anymore, but I sure did.
You're going to masturbate to that new movie. Come on.
Oh,
I'm not going to. No?
I'm going to watch it. I'll enjoy it.
Not that far after dark.
Okay. I thought we were after dark.
Keith.
All right. Is it offensive that they say this guy might be the next Tom Brady?
No.
Okay.
I think Tom Brady is really good at quarterbacking, but I don't think he's like the end all be all like of athleticism in the sport.
Is he the greatest football player we've ever seen in our lifetime?
I don't think so.
Who's better? OG Simpson?
No, I just think like he's very like tactically superior. He's really good at throwing the ball the right place.
Refrigerator Perry.
Deion Sanders.
I don't have a name for
Deion Warwick.
Deion Warwick is probably the
Kalamalo.
I could come. Yeah, the hair.
Thank you.
I don't know. I just think like he's sort of like we're graduating away from the Tom Brady style of play. He's like emblematic of a certain type of
full football.
Anything lematic has never been good. That's what I understand.
Emblematic of a certain kind of football. I don't know.
I just think it meant. I just know lematic is bad.
Okay. Well, I'll have to talk to Rod and Bomani Jones about this because obviously you're too dumb to get it.
That's fair.
That's why you're problematic.
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited about seeing Mahomes be the greatest and
be Mahomey.
We'll see.
He seems like a really nice guy.
He seems nice.
He seems like an idiot. Cute and like nice and sweet.
So stupid. Like,
and my mom puts ketchup on lobster.
He's handsome enough, sure.
Yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo, though, he's the most handsome.
Well, don't get me started.
Okay, we have to move on. We can't just talk about handsome guys.
We'd love to, but
that's what even football is.
It's Last Week After Dark, the handsome guys edition.
When did it bother you, football, being so fucking deadly? Do you know? Did something happen?
Keith, have you heard that somebody died on the field? You know when your heart stops, you die. And once the defibrillator comes out, you are reborn again. So it's sort of Jesus-y, okay?
Well, that'd be magnificent. She'd come back into football.
If you were moved, you might be human. And that's my football talk.
I think watching games, because I don't have a lot of friends who are into it. So it would be me by myself on, you know, a Sunday.
Right.
And football games last so many hours. And just that sound of like yelling and crunching, crunch, right. It started to like freak me out. And I thought, let's switch to basketball.
I hear you.
The squeaking of the sneakers is a better soundscape for me.
I'd rather see a flop on the floor hard than...
Yeah, I would.
And I switch to Nestle's Crunch. If you're going to have a crunch in your life, choose Nestle Crunch.
But, you know, I will say a good football game, there's really nothing more exciting than that. So
I would like to offer you my first football invite. I'm having a Super Bowl party. Wow.
It's Keith's famous Super Bowl party.
That's right.
It's back.
It's exciting.
It's back.
Wow. All right. Well, we'll see. Episode.
You have your first maybe, Keith. You love those.
I don't mind a we'll see. I put her on the spot, but she didn't rate it on social media. That's the difference.
Okay. I would never do that to you,
Keith. Of course not. You're a human goddamn being.
And if I RSVP'd no and still showed up, I would not eat a single chip out of respect.
Thank you.
For the head count.
Hello.
Episode 3623, yes. 15th Annual CATGA Awards with, speaking of handsome guys, Craig Klein.
Hello.
What's up?
I don't love him for his brains. He's a goddamn idiot.
And you guys went through all the clips for all the nominees, for all the CATGAs. Now, if people are just coming to the KTG universe now, and this is their first stop, which I don't see why it wouldn't be. Why not do a wrap-up show, the 222nd episode of And This Is Your First Time? I think this is a great place to start. If this is where you're starting, welcome. And they do an award show every year, and throughout the year they nominate moments in the categories. We have most saddest moment, most shocking moment, most goofiest moment, best rant.
Oh my goodness.
And best new guest.
Yes.
Now I'm going to just pick my top moment from the whole list, all categories.
How do you think the audience did first off? It's all up to them. Did they pick good ones, bad ones, leave some out? Did anything hit you?
I think they're a little obsessed with you, Keith. No offense. Like, to the audience. But, you know, he's not going to be your friend just because you keep nominating him for freaking best rant. Like, yeah, he knows he won best rant. He knows he's probably nominated in most goofiest. Most shocking, sure. Most saddest, he killed his mom for this thing. All right. I say, let's see, Gilbert Gottfried, stillbirth. Oh, let's see.
Oh, my God.
Keith being soft in a hug. Ladies and gentlemen and others, conspiracy. Eat your dog. Keith loves women. Keith's final call to his mother. Tony Pizza. Tony Pizza's the winner.
All right.
Pizza's pretty great.
Tony Pizza.
Do you have fun doing that episode? I know it's a lot of work to get all the clips out.
Yes, I do. When the work's done, then yeah, it's fun. And you know, you're taking breaks kind of during when I play the actual clips and then the comment on, and then with somebody like who's so funny, like Craig. Yeah, the whole show's a blast.
Yeah, it makes it easier with somebody like Craig too. And also the fact that we're listening to clips, we get to sort of sit back and watch, listen to the show as we're on the show. So it's a fun, different kind of show.
I loved the interstitial edition of Rod's ad reads from Rod and Karen's last week on Keith and the Girl. And, you know, we here on Bianca's last week on Keith and the Girl, we have had a couple of sponsors. I think we had Fourth Love. It was like a bra for dogs and animals.
Yeah. That was a tough decision. And of course, I thought of you when I was doing it.
No.
But it was brought up, and I want you to know I was. And I thought, you know what? Let's keep it simple and keep it to the one person who started it, who had the most. I didn't want people, are we missing a third person now? That's why I did that. But I want you to know you were thought of. They were played and listened to. And I had a cleaner over that day that was hearing these, and they were laughing their balls off also. But it was a tough decision to make. I want you to know that.
Oh, well, I thought it made sense to only have Rod's. I feel like, you know, his sponsor, his endorsement deals are, you know, it's like the endorsement deals of like a Tiger Woods compared to like the endorsement deals of like, you know, some guy who's golfed before. You know what I mean? It's like we're different leagues.
Okay, good.
And, you know, I'm working my way up. Sure. I hope someday to be sponsored by such illustrious companies as Rod, these shoes.
I don't know if it would fit, but I hear you. The
shoes made of Rod's trash.
Right.
I love those things. Those things are great. And they're not paying me to say this.
Right.
I love a fan of the product. You know, I don't endorse product. I don't use Rod, these shoes. Fucking love the things. All right. Anything you want to say about the Katkas? Or
vote now. Keith will take them down any second. It could be tonight.
To vote early now. And often. You know, I'm always talking about voting, how important it is. You don't want George Santos to win a Katka on accident.
You want him to win no matter what. Purpose. So put the proof in. Yeah. You were in the awards, of course, for me sucking my dad's thumb.
Oh my god!
And people enjoyed that very much.
I enjoyed it very much. It was a very odd feeling.
It was most shocking, right?
Most shocking, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I always, and it was. I know how to draw it out. I think
you do.
I think I do. I have like a, you know, I kind of make people comfortable. I sort of like let them go. It's yeah, like,
well, you have a smiley face on your head.
And I absorb some of the chaotic energy that people are bringing to the table.
Yes.
It's sort of a non-judgmental facial expression.
It's a big trick. Yeah.
It's a big trick.
Yeah. But I like it. Yeah. People are thinking about the sucking off the garlic, but Bianca's like, well, who's focusing on the honey on the forehead? And she got into that. It was fantastic. Very well done interview.
Check it out. It's me. It's Terry Gross. And it's most shocking. Right. Best new guest. The race is heating up.
Yes. Oh, I have to. You know what? Tonight, I'm gonna narrow that down.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Cutting fat.
Yeah. We have three, because you can only put so many polls in one poll on our forums, so many people. I'm going to put one poll, one thing, 10 people.
Whoa. All right.
So you know what? I'll give you to tomorrow. If you heard this, you have right now to go. You have until tomorrow night. Well, if you're like, when does the show go up and what's tomorrow night mean? I can't hold your hand. I got to live a life.
Been podcasting all day. Okay. Moving on. 3,624, the cult with Kevin Allison. Kevin Allison is back, and it's
what a fucking asshole.
It's fitting that we have him on one of the sexiest episodes to date of last week on Either the Girl, right. Because nothing says erotica like thinking about Kevin Allison's nipples. being about to fall off because of the combination nipple piercing and specially toothed German nipple clamps that he got in Berlin, and his nipples being so toasted that a literal medical doctor had to tell him it's the clamps or it's the piercings. Because if you keep on this path, you ain't going to have nipples to clamp.
You know that saying, it's the clamp, stupid.
You have to listen to every Kevin Allison episode. It's unbelievable. And you'll hear, like, I am sitting there and Keith will throw out a question that I would take as sarcasm and just keep moving. Kevin goes, yeah, you know, I had to think about that. And I'm like, holy shit, there's an answer.
You had to think if a gerbil was in your dick hole? Well, actually, Thursday.
It's so night. Like when I see Kevin Allison's name on the calendar, I'm like, fucking score. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, I'm kind of trying to do this thing, monogamy with only three people. And I feel like... it's working out. I'm like, you know, boring regular guy now. It's like, holy shit.
When I dated, and nothing nefarious, but let's say I dated three people, just dating. First date, second date, maybe. Dating three people. I'm like, did I tell this person about my dad? Like, it gets confusing. He doesn't know who tied a shoe to his balls. This is a crazy life.
Yeah, I think it just takes a lot. Of, you know, it's a whole rigmarole is really what I would, how I would describe it. And I know that that doesn't sound like I think, like I value sort of sexuality as part of a life. If I'm calling it rigmarole, that might belie like sort of an underlying thing about like what I'm all about at this point.
Is it on your dating profile? Because that could be attractive to some people. Would you like to rigmarole with me?
Rigmarole in the hay? Mm-hmm. just seems like a lot of trouble, a lot of apparatus.
Yeah.
A lot of people, a lot of prep. Scheduling, prep. Yeah. I mean, and you know what? God bless him. He's got the will and he's got the equipment. And
most people don't have three friends. He's, you know, constantly making new friends.
I just know that, like, I feel that, okay, and my nipples, yes, I do have nipples, listener, dear listener. They are so sensitive that, like, I was walking down the street listening to that episode, and I was clutching my chest because I was so upset thinking about a pinched,
he has equipment for that,
stretched nipple. Like, the idea of a nipple piercings have always freaked me out, specifically nipples. Thinking about you have your nipples pierced and you're carrying, like, a box, like, you're moving, it's moving day, you're carrying a box against your chest and sliding down. The nipple rings are sliding down, and then moving day is ruined. You have to go to the ER, you're bleeding. Ugh.
I hadn't thought of that scenario.
It, like, viscerally, nipples specifically for me, it's like a visceral thing. So that was very affecting radio.
It would really fuck with my head, I think, if I'm like, I know his past and I'm like, I don't know, I want to ask dinner in a movie. You know, like, no, you need a kick in the balls. Hello. I don't know.
I'm still clutching my nipples.
Yeah. Somebody asked, does anybody have jumper cables? And he's like, kinda. Does this help?
Oh, you guys talked about a lot of, you know, what Keith calls fun stories.
Oh, God.
29-year-old drunk driver who's suing the venue who sold her the alcohol.
Yes.
With her dad.
Yeah.
A 29-year-old woman who goes to high school.
Yeah.
For 4 days. Now, Hemda, you brought up a thing in this episode that I thought was so apt, which is, like, the pettiness of some New York Post columnists, where you called it, like, brunch moments in the article, where, like, this woman pushing 30. And then you're like, stop right there, freeze it, enhance. That's important to know. We're going to need to know that later.
This man on his third drink, FYI. Yeah. Anyway.
She drove a car registered to her father, by the way.
<All right>.
Like, we're saying it without saying it. I love that. You also talked about cults, cult leaders, whether people in cults are stupid or whether cult leaders are charming and influential. And I think I liked something that Kevin said, which was, like, people who are in cults, sometimes the cult leader will be like, I don't know what I'm talking about. And they'll be like, no, you do know what you're talking about, because they can't, like, invalidate what they've. So they, like, got sort of a symbiotic destruction.
I gave you $5,000 and you fucked my wife. Believe me, you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this show sounds real. This, like, doc or whatever about this
don't
thing.
Don't pick up the phone.
Yeah, no. Don't pick up the remote to watch it. It's really what I'm thinking.
it's crazy. It's
harsh. It is. We've been randomly talking about it here, like, just out of nowhere. And so he thought a blowjob made sense. You know, just, like, out of nowhere, you just go. And then he spanked her. And this happened multiple times. It's so insane. It's so insane. If you heard only it happening once, you would just think everybody was in on it. And this poor victim has been, you know, preyed on by 3-4 adults or whatever in this huge scheme of humiliation, but it happened over and over and over again. Holy shit. Holy shit. Don't watch it. Don't. And especially if you're going to listen to Monday's show, like, we got it covered. We're good. You got the whole episode.
three.
I was picturing like the managers, like, you know, you have to suck off my fiance. It doesn't even work. Or long story short, a cop was on the phone. And then another day, the employee is like, the customer never showed up. Can I eat these chicken nuggets? Like, no, you know, that's a health thing. And we can't do that. Throw them right in the garbage. You know, this manager needs, I don't know, death penalty. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. What other mistakes are you going to make in your life? That you were this stupid thinking a cop was telling you an employee needs to suck off your fiance.
I don't know. I don't understand it. I can't even.
And then surprise, surprise, she started the first library in the nation. Like, it's not going to go anywhere good. She's not going to find a cancer cure.
I don't know. It's just like, why, you know, there are so many desperate people. I just don't understand. It's terrible.
It's just, but the length, you know, and I constantly want to be on the side of, look, we might all be able to be convinced in one way or another. And this was way too easily convinced, way too easily, like, play hard to get something. I don't know. This was like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, now put your finger in your ass. Sir, yes, sir. It's like, did you hear what I'm saying? You're just doing the next thing. This is like way too much. And you're managing other human beings. So it's negligent at best, at easiest, at the most you should be getting off on. It's, you're the adult in this situation. Holy, our age, I totally thought I'd be walking into like, the manager is 22 and the employee is 18. It's like, you know, everybody there is just without a head on, you know, like it's just all even too then, new.
But yeah.
But I thought, you know, maybe like the blind leading the blind because you're still new to like being employed, being a manager, running anything. I think that's a whole different thing. But our age, like you've had time to have multiple jobs or a job for a long time, be in multiple systems, get married, divorced, have children, have grandchildren. Like, I don't know. This was way too easy.
Imagine you date one of these managers or victims, quite frankly, and time goes by and then they're like, you know, I don't believe what you're saying. It's like, you don't believe me? Let's look at this documentary again. You don't believe what I'm telling you?
Yeah, I had a boss at one point who, like, she had a really hard time drinking water, staying hydrated. She would be like, I'm just too busy to drink water. You know, that was kind of her line about it, which is like, okay, just take a sip. It's like, doesn't take that much time.
You can literally carry it with you
while you do other stuff. Like,
you know, like the amount of time that you told me I'm too busy to take a sip. That was sipping time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh God, if any of you can like, just remind me to drink water, like throughout the day, like I'll get your coffees for you. Like I'll treat you to coffee every day. Huh. And even that, I was like, no, like that's a really, we need to have a boundary. Like, no, like that's so manipulative and weird. Like I'll pay you to tell me to drink water. Cause like I'm also, your
coffee is very drying. So what are you trying to do
know,
to me?
Right. Jeez. So yeah, I don't know. It's like,
it's too much.
I don't know what leads people to be impressionable like that. I just don't know.
Obedience. They grew up with like respect authorities, respect your elders. But it's way too much.
Is it at all?
I want to know if all those people are on time for work.
Is it not taking responsibility? Is it meaning I don't want to have to fucking think at all?
Yeah. I think that's part of it. Yeah.
Jesus,
tell me to do
wheel.
This, I'll fucking do it. Is it wrong? Yeah, but quite frankly, my job's kind of easy. I'm getting paid accordingly, but my job's kind of easy.
Right.
I'll just keep it. Take off your clothes.
Mm-hmm.
We were saying this on Keith and the Girl, though. I do think my dad could have been taken.
Yeah. He believes women should sit on his lap and he should discipline people.
And he's a man of the cloth and he has a family. He has kids of his own that he's obviously seen naked young. Yeah, you can trust me. Okay, do you have to blow me? Sure, that makes sense. And I've never gotten one, so this makes sense. I like
the well, bread. Did he have garlic on his
right?
Minced garlic anywhere in the vicinity?
One of the people are like 40 years old, and they were willing to talk to the interviewer, and they were like, I was new to Roy Rogers. I didn't know all the ropes. That was his out when I restarted his confession. That was his out. I didn't know all the ropes. You know, I mean, you get a manual. I don't know if I look through every page. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah, yeah. All right.
But the saddest thing is I lost all my friends. Motherfucker, you must have been so stupid. They kept you around in spite of you. And now this is the perfect excuse. What? Get the fuck out. You know, if Adam Brown was doing this, the relationship is over completely. What the fuck? Get out of town. And you still live in town?
Leave
Get the
town.
Fuck out of town.
Move to a different town. Exactly. Move.
I was found not guilty, though. Your house isn't burnt down yet? That's amazing to me.
I didn't see the show or listen to the episode where you talk about the show. I'm only referencing the couple sentences you said to Kevin Allison about the show on episode 3624. Yeah. So I am pretty behind and I don't fully know what we're talking about. Right. But like,
you want to see both sides.
Totally. I'm with you 100%.
You're with me.
And speaking of percentages, yes. Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was cults. Cults. The leaders are geniuses or the victims are idiots. 19% say the leaders are geniuses. 81% is correct. The victims are idiots.
Correct. Wow. My favorite is Nexium, the sex cult.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of that content a couple
Didn't
years ago.
Didn't all the
ago.
Victims seem like it fucking idiots?
Well, yeah, I mean, sure, but it was more that guy didn't seem like a genius to me.
Right. Right.
Which one is Nexium? Did I start watching
the sex cult where they branded the girl, the women,
the Hollywood
and they
cult.
Were like pretending to be slaves and stuff.
I think I just started watching this and I didn't get to any branding yet, but it was the Hollywood one.
The charismatic leader played like part of his teachings, part of his like mythos is that he plays volleyball at night. Like sort of
after
how we're
hours.
Sort of how we're podcasting at night. He does like late night volleyball game.
This is
and
it.
So we would have all these like devoted people trying to play volleyball with him at like 2 a.m. in the gym. There's all this footage of him with this crazy headband, sweatband in the gym playing volleyball too in the morning. It's deranged. Excellent content. That. Excellent, excellent.
And you know he's probably sitting there in the volleyball court. Then he hears people walk down the steps and he pretends he's playing.
Yeah.
By himself.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yes.
Last week, episode 221, which is last week. Again, you guys keep up everything everywhere all at once. Last week is this week. This week is last week. Mm-hmm. All weeks are actually happening simultaneously in the block universe.
Can't be clear.
Rod and Karen take New York. Now this is what I want to see a show about. And
are you talking about New Yorker Karen Mora?
Yeah. Well, she's not a full New Yorker yet.
She's close, right. Not
but
yet,
she but... did walk by someone without saying hi. No, and I know I sound like I'm giving them a hard time, but I really am 100%, like, I want to see the city through their eyes every day. And I loved something that Rod said on the episode that made me just, like, warmed my heart to the core to him was talking about how he picked the same Airbnb to stay in this time that he did last time. And he used the phrase, the way my anxiety is set up. I just love that framing of like, because same. I mean, I get it. That's the way my anxiety is set up too. Like, I need to have rigidity, structure. I need to have, you know, somewhere to be. I need to know the way I'm going to walk, which corner, what I'm going to pass, you know. So, just the idea of like, you know, I have this big opportunity and in New York, and like I'm like this cool comedy writer guy, but like I have to sort of cater to the way my anxiety is set up.
I love that. I love that he knows that about himself.
Yeah. And not saying like this is something I necessarily have to overcome or that has to change, but just like I know myself really well. Mm-hmm. And so I know that this is how I help myself. And I just loved the way that that sort of like rolled off.
And guess what? Smart that he took the same Airbnb, because he left his cool people, cool people mug there from the Keith and the Girl store, and it was still there. Mm-hmm. So he has his cool people mug, keithandthegirl.com/gear, to see what we're talking about.
Yeah, you don't steal that mug either. You're like, this is part of the house. They'll notice.
Yeah, you're like, mug people, mug people?
I'll leave it.
Okay, and then we have to talk about Chu and A, episode 112. I'll be fine.
Suicidal one, yeah.
Now, you might think, dear listener and Keith and Hemda, that Newsy and I are very different. And I want you to know we're not. I am a kindred spirit with Newsy to the core. Sometimes he'll say things in the episode, I'm like, yes, exactly. I think whatever I'm doing is like the on the opposite end, like of reaction wise, like the impetus and then the reaction goes in two very separate, extremely far away from each other reactions. But just, you know, being depressed, feeling rejected, feeling like, you know, there's some type of like partner or perfect person you could be for someone. And then, you know, they don't let you be the hero for them that like maybe you in your ego brain think like this is what my role is in life, is to like be important to you, and that's what will make me valuable or something like that. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is that I've been there, I get it, and I love hearing Newsy talk about, you know, what's really going on for him. I think it's a great show.
I love it too. I love that the we thing bothered him, because we have gotten by that in small ways, big ways. I think everyone related to that, where somebody was too close too fast, but it felt good. Mm-hmm. And so you took it on. Like, and also he kept repeating, and I thought, this was, why would somebody lie to me about it? I didn't say I needed this lie. Mm-hmm. We didn't have to have this lie in order to continue some other thing. Like, you could have just said normal shit. And so I love just the like openness of walking us through what I think, again, small or big, we all went through like some version of that where it didn't match. Mm-hmm. And we went with it anyway.
Turtly.
Anyway, he's dead. But you know what? Love is love.
Well, so a few weeks ago, I went to just to like, you know, commiserate with Newsy. I went to a party that was for a friend. A friend has a book being published, like this art book. And there was a party like celebrating the book coming out. And I went and there was this guy there who I used to work with years and years ago, who I always thought was great. And we like had a fun time at work, you know, just friends, more friends on like social media, whatever. And we were talking at the party. It was like, oh, so nice to see you. Ha ha ha. La 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 la. And then as he was leaving, he goes, we should get a drink sometime. I'd really like that. And I was like, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do that. And then I was like, all right, you know me. I was like, all right, I'll never see this guy again. Like, rah, fuck that. Fuck. No. I mean, if he reaches out to me, maybe I'll text back. But like, rah, rah, rah. And you know, just being like very afraid and weird. And then I kind of softened. I was like, well, you know, my friend was like, well, you know, he did the initial thing. Maybe now it's up to you. Say like, hey, that would be great. Like, it would be fun to catch up over a drink, or, you know, great to see you. Like, let me know when you're free, whatever.
Right.
And so after about a week of being like, I'll never do that, I was like, all right, I'll do that. You know, seems like a pretty easy,
safe, yeah,
safe, cool thing to do. No expectations, no nothing. So I sent a text, said, hey, it was great talking to you at the party. Great catching up. This is my number. Would love to get that drink. And he wrote back, do you want me to read it?
Yeah. God damn your face already. Yeah.
My face. What could, like,
yeah.
Like it's somehow your fault.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything seems like that's fair. That's good. That reasonable. Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Next step. Very good. Okay.
Coming in kind of hot.
Okay. Yeah. I said, hi. Beep. It's Bianca. It was fun catching up at the party last week. Let's get a drink sometime. This is my number.
Perfect.
Hey, it was really good to see you. Happy to get a drink, though I'm kind of overwhelmed for a bit.
If that's what you want. Happy to get a drink if that's what you want, but...
But let's check in a few weeks. Sorry to be like this. This job is just kicking my ass.
Fuck off.
And I said, totally. Let me know when it lets up.
It won't anytime soon.
Now, okay. Then it goes into like the conversation that the whole book and movie, He's Just Not That Into You, came into play, right? Because what we're supposed to do is go like, doesn't want it bad enough. You need a little enthusiasm, right? And on the other hand, it's like, haven't you had busy times? But when I'm busy, I go, oh shit. Surely I should like lock down a date with this interesting thing, right? Like, would it be, and I kind of want Keith's opinion because he's so harsh about this. And so like, this is the real fact. This is what at least the guys are thinking anyway. As the person who she's texting, could they go like, yeah, I would love to get a drink. What are you doing? And then give like an end of February date and say, I'm sorry, it's weeks from now, but work has me tied up for a little while, but I want to. Is that
exactly?
Is that the same?
Acknowledge it was your idea.
Okay.
You would love to. Right now it's busy. Sorry, I'm fucking weird. Yeah, I hope you're around in a couple of weeks. I will definitely reach out. I lost you. Don't type this, but if I lost you, I lost you. That's too bad. But it was your fucking idea.
Okay.
Thank Acknowledge you. It.
Yes. Yes.
And sorry, because now it's fucking weird. I would make sure you don't feel like a weirdo, which he's a human being, so he's been felt like a weirdo before. Thank you. Hate him.
Thank you, Keith.
I hate bleep so much.
So I just want to say, like, you know, over the
like past, why?
I would say 3 or so years, I've maybe asked like 4 people, including this, like ask out, I guess. Right. But I have like a 50% rejection rate.
That's not bad.
Thank you. But I just think like I just am humiliated by rejection.
It feels stupid. Yeah, it does.
And it does. I just am like, you asked me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does it help at all that it's clear they're an asshole or insane? Does that help you at all knowing that right away?
But they're not, you know, like
they are. They are.
Okay.
They are.
Okay. In this realm.
I'll take it back at the wedding, Bianca. But they are.
And like the thing that's even more annoying about it is like I didn't even I was not thinking about this person at all before I saw him again. It's like, oh yeah, he was cool. He was fun to chat with, hang out with. Now
he doesn't mind that you felt bad. Perhaps even he's happy you feel bad. Who knows? But he doesn't mind that you feel weird. Fuck him.
All right.
Oh, like he got his, you know, little reign of kudos on himself.
Yeah. And doesn't mind that it's going to make you feel awkward. He knows he turned you down. He knows that. To be an adult and not know what that could mean is rude and deliberate, quite deliberate.
Also, oh my God, how he's missing out. When I think of it, I'm just like, you're so dumb. You actually had the chance to continue a conversation with one of the greatest human beings you just met. And that's your reaction. I bet you laid up all the conversation. I bet it was like, where are you going to? Good luck in your life.
I'll take it. And I mean, bad luck. She's being sarcastic, universe. You got to be careful. Sometimes God flies by and he's like, "Are you do want something?" And I'm like, yeah, I want a horrible life. You know, he takes that sarcastic shit seriously. I want bad luck. And again, at the wedding, you know, I'll play it cool, but he is not invited to the Super Bowl party and you may not bring him as a plus one. Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Well,
in fact, text him to say he's uninvited.
Yeah. I'll text him. Send me his number. I'm going to text him. He can't come.
I mean, he's probably relieved to know that he can't come just because he's so slammed with work.
Oh, he's busy. You know? He's so busy.
Imagine his work is that he's an NFL player and he's playing in the Super Bowl.
He's like, I'm free now. I'm free now. We lost.
He's like, I actually can't make to the party. I'm in the game. And when I say slammed at work, I mean it literally.
I mean, I'm in the hospital.
Right. I died on the field. Men will literally die on the field before they text you back.
I mean, out of it. He's in the hospital wagon.
You gotta laugh, you know?
You gotta laugh. You know, when it happens to us, and it's happened to me, of course, you know, you're like, well, maybe. Mm-hmm. But when it's somebody else, it's fucking easy, and it's easy to say, fuck him. He's a moron. And like him just said, he blew it.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like I could use a win in this department. Sure. And I thought that could be an easy win. And yet, you know, another L.
Text that. You were right. Text, I thought you'd be a look at you. I thought you'd be an easy win.
Oh, he's smart and handsome and tall. Sure.
You know, he's
and,
not.
Whatever.
And bad shit. Yeah.
Okay. He's stupid. He's fine.
Yeah, that's how they get you. Yeah. He's an idiot.
All right. Well, I have time for a couple questions before we go. I mean, I have to. It's so late. I don't think the listeners realize how late it is. It's 10:15 p.m. right now.
Do you have a nighttime routine?
Yes. The dishes are clean. I wash them if they're in the sink dirty. I put on my PJs. I turn off all the lights. Brush my teeth, wash my face. I got in bed. I wait till 10 o'clock. I do the next day's crossword puzzle.
Oh, does it say like only 9% got up this early?
So it's like
at 10 p.m.
Yeah, the next day's puzzle drops at 10 p.m. So I do it right away. I wait till 10 p.m. I do the puzzle. And then I usually asleep by 10:30.
Now what? So between like the 9:30-ish to 10 o'clock, are you in bed just kind of relaxing and thinking about the day or scrolling?
I would say, yeah, there's some scrolling. I do putter around the house. I do sometimes have a cup of tea on the couch. Maybe I'm reading a book. Maybe I'm watching basketball or some of my favorite shows, such as CBS's FBI or CBS's The Equalizer or CBS's 60 Minutes
or maybe you're podcasting
Jeopardy or in podcasting or I'm out with friends. You know, I do have a lot of friends. I am quite popular.
You hear that beep?
Sometimes I'm out with friends until, you know, 10, 20, 10:30 at night.
Wow.
All right.
You can imagine.
Yeah, you're going to be okay.
The nighttime routine on the train. Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do lotions and potions? Do you have creams?
Oh, yeah. I have so many creams.
Okay. Right. Jeez. Okay. Yeah, you're going to be just fine.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, as always, it's been an absolutely erotic time with the two of you. You know what? I used to always have a boyfriend. Did you know that? Before I was 26, from age like 13 to 26, I always had a boyfriend. That was like what I was known for.
Right. Did you like it?
No.
Kind of.
But it was
at least
content.
I had an, at least I had a fallback.
I bet you can get one of those. I bet you can get one of those fallback guys right now and call him your boyfriend. I bet in a week you can have one of those guys that you didn't even really want to be with that would stick around for a bit.
All right.
Sleep on that.
I assume because I get that. I get like, I don't, Sarah Silverman recently talked about it. She's like, I passed this age and now it sounds different. And I feel like this is like, I no longer think, is this person hitting on me? Like, is this person listening to me?
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, I felt that very, like, abruptly when I had to shave my head. Mm. It was like, okay, well, I'm not hot anymore. Bye, everyone. But the thing about me is that I do keep, you know, popping back up, absolutely thriving, like, can't keep me down for a second. So, beep! You better, you know, think about what you said when I'm accepting my Grammy for Best Album of R&B hits that I'm recording.
You could even think, you dumb dumb.
Yeah, you idiot.
Yeah. Hey, beep. Why don't you beep off?
Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep. Okay, and now we do a beep song about beeps.
Yes.
It's been a beep December, and there's beep to believe. Maybe beep the last.
The girl back out.